What does failure mean to you? Do you think of other people as failures? Businesses, the economy, or what comes to mind when you hear the word failure? Stick around because I'm going to debunk everything that you know about the word failure. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, so we're back and let's talk about failure, right? Such a harsh word, such a negative word. So I looked it up and I want to share with you what I found. So its origin is from the mid 17th century as a failure in the senses of non-occurrence and cessation of supply. And so that's how its origin, right? In the senses non-occurrence, cessation of supply, right? So failure means like something ran out. Right, is what it was originally intended. The act or state of non-functioning. So maybe symptoms of heart failure, the collapse of a business, something of those desires, right? The omission of expected required action, a lack of deficiency of a quality, of a desirable quality, a failure of imagination, okay? And then the number one failure definition is lack of success. An unsuccessful person, enterprise, or thing. And I just really, really hate that word. So I honestly think it should be stricken from the dictionary because we use that word way too much about so many different things, and it just has such a negative connotation to it. You know, failure. It's like the worst of the worst. You know, like finishing it, like just the mindset that it wraps around failure is just so defeating. It's so just, you know, wants you to really, really like you're just laying on the ground with no life left in you, is what I hear when someone says that. And I'm curious how in this world that we live in, there's other words that we have taken out of the English dictionary because they were harmful, right? Like, retarded or whatever words that was commonly used in the past, but we decided no, we're not going to use these words because that doesn't describe the situation. We want to kind of put a positive light on it and be able to spin it in a better way that people can actually have some type of motivation from it, or just something that is not so judgmental, not so, you know, not so demeaning it really is. And so we need to remove that from our dictionary. So here's what we can do, right? A failure, there should not be anything, right? You're never a failure. So at the end of the day, if something doesn't happen the way that you want, right, you might quit or you might pick up and do it again. There's many things that you can do. And failure is just not one of those, right? Failure is not, it's not an option because it doesn't exist. It's impossible for failure to happen if you really, really think about it, right? You either do or you don't do. Right? But failure is like the last straw, right? It's like what caused your heart to fail, right? If you die, then your heart failed because it stopped beating. Yeah, you had heart failure, right? It stopped beating, you died, right? Your heart fails one time and then it's done. So I don't know why we think that failure is like an ongoing thing. We use that word so much to describe setbacks, right? That's all they are. That's what we should call them, setbacks. They're not failures, they're setbacks. And some of the best ideas, some of the best inventions, the greatest evolution of life has happened because of setbacks. Everybody has setbacks. And so if we change the way we look at it, right, we would be excited to have setbacks because then we know that success is coming because we're working hard, we're focused, we're concentrating on those type of things. I actually love what my little boy Morgan, he's 4.5 and Maxwell is almost 6. And so when we go to restaurants and everything and, you know, we're like, oh, okay, we've got to go to the bathroom. Okay, let's all go to the bathroom. And so we're peeing, right? We're boys, we're peeing. We always go in the bathroom. We have this little game that we play. And we're like, okay, let's see who's going to be done first. And, of course, we all line up. Morgan is always done first. He's like, I'm done. And he's number one. Maxwell is always done second. And Daddy is always last. And so I used to say that. He's like, oh, I'm first, Maxwell's second. And I used to be like, yeah, that's right, I'm last. And Morgan goes, Daddy, you're not last. He goes, you're third. And I'm like, huh, oh my God, what a great way to look at that. Yes, I wasn't last, I was third. Third sounds a hell of a lot better than last. And I was like, that is a fantastic idea. I love that. I love the way I just learned from my 4.5-year-old how to change the way I think about things and how I envision those things. So I was like, okay, that sounds very interesting. So now here we are. We've got the Olympics, right? You're watching the Olympics, and you know, here you are. You're watching these people, and you've got gold, silver, bronze. And so it's like you think if you don't make it on the podium that you are a failure. And it's like, really? Are you freaking kidding me? These are the best athletes in the entire world, on the planet. And just because they don't make the podium, like they're a failure, or even if you finished last, right? You're at the Olympics. You have to realize what is the arena, right? Where are you playing? So if you finish last at the Olympics, that's pretty freaking good. That's damn good. Even if it's, you know, out of 100 people, which I'm not sure how many there are, but just some events there's 10, some events there's 100. Even if you are dead last at the Olympics, that means you are one of the top 100 athletes in the world out of 7 billion people, right? 0.00001%. So how could that be bad? But if we call it a failure and we call it whatever, I mean, I can only imagine what type of pressure, you know, they get at the Olympics, you know, to be at the highest. And this is like, we're talking about seconds, right? I mean, they're split seconds, milliseconds. What is the difference between gold and failure? Or gold and last is like very little time, very, very little. And so I just want to bring awareness that I hear this word way too much. Way, way too much. Well, you gotta fail, you gotta fail. Yeah, yeah, fail is good, fail is good, fail is good. Like, why do we say that? Right? I get it. We're trying to say, yes, it's necessary in the evolution of your growth if you want to get to the next level and like all of those things. That yes, that you should expect some setbacks along your journey. But you are not going to be excited to jump out of bed and say, yay, I can't wait to go fail today. Because that doesn't sound too good. I don't say that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want people to think that, right? To me, that's paralyzing when you use that type of language or those words when you're talking about, you know, your past or whatever has happened to get you there. So please, the moral of this conversation is don't use that word. Don't think like that, because it can totally stop you on your path, on your journey, whatever it is you're doing, right? Failure is not an option because it doesn't exist. That's why, right? I know that was a big quote, and everybody, you know, would cheer around that, and, you know, they would be like, yeah, no, failure is not an option, da-da-da. And yeah, you know what, that might have been motivational, but it's just the wrong way to think about it overall, right? There's no such thing as failure. So I would say maybe you had a setback, maybe things didn't work out, I tried something and I learned something new, right? Things I had to reevaluate, I had to reassess, whatever it is you can say in place of the word failure, I promise you is going to help your morale, the morale of the team, and your situation, your circumstances will be much brighter and much better if you get to attach yourself to something, you know, more positive, more free thinking, that is going to be in alignment with where you're going, not the mistakes that you made and all of the things that didn't work, right? So it's just a bad word all around. So stop it. Remove that from the equation. Don't use the word failure anymore after today. Take it away. Tell other people it's not about that. Yes, you can fall down. Yeah, you get back up. Yeah, you can do all those things. But it's about maybe a setback is what's needed to help you get to the next step. So think of it as that way. And it's you growing to the next level. Okie dokie, that's it. That's all I got for you today. So get out there, have a great day, and touch people's lives in a positive way. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.